Well, hello, my friend. I'm glad you called right now. Some of you know, if you have gone on our internet ministry, www.wordsforcourageousliving.com, you know that we live in this little seacoast town called Cayucas. 5 miles south in the town of Morro Bay, we have made many trips out on what we call the T-Pier, and the other day I noticed something that maybe I hadn't seen before, but I noticed the heavy weights, the heavy lead weights, and I thought, wow, these weights are heavy. Now, these are weights that were attached to the nets. Now, if I were a net, I would not like these. They would keep me down. But I also noticed that there were corks. Now, that was a contrast, huh? Follow me. If there were only weights, the net would stay down. If there were only corks, the net would stay up. Sound strange? One would let it float, and one would let it sink. But when properly balanced, the net gets to do what the net was supposed to do. Getting the picture? My friend, I know that you have some duties and you have some disciplines, and these are weights. You have some distasteful circumstances in your life. These are weights. And these weights can tend to keep you down. But there's hope. And I want to send hope into your life. It is this hope that can keep you buoyant. It is this hope that will not let you be defeated. So when I read Psalm 43:5, why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God. And my prayer is, Lord, I ask that you bless and encourage this caller in a remarkable way. Give them, Lord, give them the cork of hope for the weights of difficulties. And in this way, they can perform their special function in life, just as the net. In Jesus' name, amen. And my friend, as always, you can talk to me if you like to, and as long as you want. God bless you. You're special. Goodbye.